Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
33 seconds to go in the quarter. Pajemski off the screen, dribbles hard. Now passes inside to Payton, ghosting on the baseline for a two-hand slam. It's a 9-0 run for the bench. It's 80-74. The Warriors lead by six. The Caped Crusader, Gary Payton II, has put on the headset and joining us here. Can you hear us?
I got you. You hear me?
I got you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, tell
Draymond, where to play, baby? Where to be everywhere?
He's been phenomenal for us. Just phenomenal. Covering everybody, having everybody's back. Shout out 2-3 for being dominant the last two games. We needed it big, and he showed up. So shout out Dre.
Yeah, he's just something else.
Something else.
I mean, I know you're an intelligent basketball player. Where do you put Draymond on that chart?
Oh, he's top three for sure. And he probably is not three, so he's up there. He's intelligent. We got probably the two most intelligent, maybe three most intelligent players in the league. So, you know, when you have great minds, great things happen. And, you know, they talk about it. They do what they do, and they be great.
What can you take from him when you're out there, when you're watching him play, Gary?
Just his energy, his effort, his competitiveness, you know. Just like this last 3 minutes, man, he comes up with a big block, gets a rebound, secures it, goes down, makes a play on offense, two-way Dre. It gets us hype, it gets him hype, and, you know, we feed off it. And we got to close this game just off him alone. Sure strength is to be, you know, Draymond and be everywhere.
So aside from him, I mean, you've had some great defensive performances over the last, I could go back to last year. But over this last 3 weeks, I mean, there was a game in Orlando where he didn't even play, and you guys still pitched a gem. Like, the last few weeks, what's changed for you guys in kind of turning it up defensively?
No, our back's against the wall. You know, we gotta come out with wins and come out here and play, put 48 minutes together. We're missing a couple minutes, but today we was able to pull it out tonight and, you know, get it done. So this last 3 weeks has been huge for us. Everybody's been locked in. Everybody's been having each other's back, and, you know, when we have each other's back, we just make most of our efforts, and we get it done.
Four of the last five games, you guys have held teams to either 100 points or less. That's impressive in today's NBA.
Absolutely. You know, we continue to do that, whole guys, and like I said, we finish possessions with rebounds and box out. We're dangerous on the other end, so we made it an emphasis into take care of it on the other side, so we're starting to do that, and starting to put 48 minutes together, so we keep going. We'll put ourselves in a great position these next couple weeks.
Fun to watch, GP2. Thank you so much for being with us as always.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
Yes, thanks, Gary.
Gary Payton Jr., Gary Payton II, joining us here. 104-100. Warriors get the win. State Farm postgame show is up next. We can tell you that the Warriors made a total of 15 threes today. That means that $7,500 will be donated, and that is going to be distributed to kids in need throughout the Bay Area. Salesforce is always behind the Hoops for Kids program. And of course, it goes to underserved youth. And we go to warriors.com/kids to find out more about it. Thank you, Salesforce, and all of our sponsors there. It's a job well done. As were the job well done for Golden State tonight. 104-100, State Farm postgame show next on the Warriors Radio Network. Well, a fun game tonight here at Chase. Warriors win 104-100. It was a wild finish. Golden State had a chance maybe to seal the game. They did not, but, you know, that's the way this year has gone. It's their 44th clutch game. They're now 22-22 in clutch games, and it's just the way this year's gone. There's nothing, as Zaza Pachulia would say, nothing easy.
nothing for free this year.
Nothing for free.
You don't get any rides into the finish line here. It's all bumpy.
But there were so many good things about tonight's game, so many cool things to talk about. Their defense, they were scrappy yet again. Fourth time in the last five games, they've held a team to 100 points or less. And, you know, they did it a lot. I thought their bench group was really good. They came out. The non-Curry minutes, they basically won tonight. And that's huge. Anytime Steph Curry goes off the floor and the Warriors win those minutes, that's a win for Golden State.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know how he's able to bend time and space, but Brandon Pajemski in a four-point game was plus 17. Plus 17.
He knows where to be. He knows how to play. And look, the scoring isn't overwhelming, 5 points, but he had 10 points and 5 rebounds in 30 minutes. And here's one of the reasons that his plus-minus was so good tonight. He played 30 minutes, and he played a lot of it with Chris Paul, who played 20 minutes. Chris Paul had 0 turnovers. He had 1. The bench as a whole had 2.
Yeah.
So when you're not turning the ball over, you got a good chance to be either a plus or not get crushed in the plus-minus. So he's getting rebounds. He's distributing. He's not fouling a ton. He's not turning the ball over. And he's also playing with someone who's not turning the ball over. But, look, I tell people it's a stat like any other stat. I don't read too much into it, but it is something. He's doubled up everybody on this team this year. Steph, Draymond, you name them, he's doubled them up in a cumulative plus-minus. That says something. That absolutely says something, because that's like what Andre used to do. He used to put up monster plus-minuses without putting up huge numbers, at least scoring-wise. That's what this kid's doing. He just goes out there, and you may not think he's doing anything all that great. The rebounds will jump out. But then all of a sudden, you look down and you go, dang, he's like a plus 9 or a plus 12 or in this case, plus 17 in a 4-point game. That's wild. That's why, that's why Steve loves him so much.
Mm-hmm.
In the right spot, makes the right plays, doesn't overcomplicate things too much. He's put that skyhook in luggage for the last couple months, which has been nice. I did mention it to Steve. I go, hey, he made one of those. He goes, did you get him some champagne? Come in there, shake the bubbly like you won a championship. I go, he hit one. He hit a skyhook. But no, I love the way he plays. I can absolutely see why Steve loves him too.
By the way, he had a total of 10 rebounds. Trayce Jackson-Davis had 10 rebounds. The last time the Warriors had two rookies in the same game with 10 rebounds or more, you remember?
Boy.
It was not, I'll just say this, it was not a memorable season.
Was Eric Dampier there?
I think he might have been on the squad, but he wasn't a rookie. Yeah,
Clifford Rozier.
Okay. No, it was Mark with a C, Jackson.
Okay.
And Chris Porter from Auburn.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have never.
No, that's that.
Not
that's
a chance.
One, yeah. That's a you go to a, that's when we after that one you go to a different category on Jeopardy. You know, it's like okay, well, can we go to art history maybe?
That's a rough one.
Yeah. So, but the other thing, and Jackson Davis does this too, Tom, is that you never, very rarely, I'm going to say never, but very rarely will you see him get a rebound or take a pass, and just like Pajemski will take a shot once in a while. You kind of go okay. But, you know, and then it might go in. But Jackson Davis never tries to do something crazy, you know. He gets a rebound. If he doesn't have something, he's looking for a facility. He's going to go hunt a handoff or a screen. And that's a really cool thing to see a rookie do. And he usually doesn't do it with deer in the headlights look either. So I think that's they found, you know, and part of that is maturity. Part of that is he's older.
4 years in college.
Yep.
You learn in college. You're held accountable. In college, you learn what you can and can't do, what you can and can't get away with. It's hard to always remember that a lot of the kids in the NBA, the first, second, third, even third year guys, are young, still young kids, and they're going to make mistakes because they just haven't been exposed to it as much. I mean, when I played, you know, I was in college for 5 years. And loot for two of them. So I was pretty well schooled on, you know, how to handle a lot of different situations. And you still have to learn at the NBA level. And it happens really, really fast. So to get someone who's been in college at a high-level program like Indiana for 4 years, yeah, he has a certain level of experience that a lot of young guys don't have coming in. And I get it. You want to draft young guys because of a second contract and more upside, but there's something to be said for getting guys 4 years out of college and knowing what the heck they're doing right away. I mean, what do you want them around for, 20 years anyway? I mean, I just want someone that can play. Chris Paul went for 4 years, didn't he? No? I thought it was him. Tim Duncan, I know, went for 4 years.
Right.
Because they mentioned him all the time, Tim Duncan. I thought Chris Paul was maybe the other one. It could have been somebody else. I think you're probably right, RC. But, you know, it worked okay for Tim.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay. Yeah. Like, you know, but I get it. Look, I want to go to college. But now that maybe, you know, college can pay you, maybe you can actually stay and hone your skills a little bit more.
2 years at Demon Deacon.
Is that what it was, 2 years? Okay. Yeah, I know there was somebody else. It wasn't him.
How many years of Penn State Beaver for you, RC?
13.
Wow, 13. That's rough.
He's in the Hall of Fame
there. That seems excessive. Yeah. Man.
Do what you can for Ron.
Jeez. They had to name the college after you.
Like back to school.
Yeah, exactly. Really.
Triple Lindy.
Oh, my goodness. You know, the other one, which you mentioned Tim Duncan, who was the last Spur to wear 21 before Duncan? And he was on
Larry Keenan?
He was on a Spurs team where the Warriors actually won in San Antonio, and then the long streak began where they didn't win for almost two decades. But it was Dominique Wilkins.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Never. Wow, I don't even remember him playing for the Spurs.
Yeah, well.
Jeez.
That's why the Warriors won in that game back then, back in the day.
He was a teammate of mine.
He was.
With the Clippers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Dominique Wilkins. Right. Yeah. I used to supplement my income by playing cards with him and Terry DeHare on the plane. Hey, let me teach you guys a new game. Worked out well for me.
Putting that U of A education to work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here's a game we play in Tucson.
Make a little bit of money on the road.
Wow.
Good times. That was fun times.
I will say this. Getting back to our jobs. You know, I'm really, you know, it's a play-in situation the Warriors are going to be in. There's no doubt, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
That ship sailed a long time ago. But to me, you know, you look at the matchups, and right now it would be the Lakers. That's a tough matchup for Golden State. They really don't match up well with them. But if they can play defense the way they've played the last couple of weeks and do this and fight and scrap for stuff and not give up, you know, a whole bunch of easy baskets, they're going to give themselves a chance to beat anybody because they do have, you know, enough talent on this roster, especially when Andrew Wiggins is playing the way he's playing. I mean, he won the game in Orlando with that big fourth quarter, and, you know, he's a big reason why they won tonight. To score 23 points on 50% shooting when you're guarding Luka Doncic, that's a incredible game.
No, he was fantastic, especially in the second half. And you're right. He's doing it offensively. He's doing it defensively. And I think right now, it doesn't matter what the Warriors are trying for anymore, just trying to play good basketball heading into the play-in game. I mean, right now in my mind, they're probably going to be a 10. Lakers will be a 9. You're going to have to win two road games, which isn't ideal. But this year they're better on the road than they are at home anyway.
I know. So, yeah, might as well.
So who knows? So it's not even so much about, okay, where we're going to be. It's, are we playing good ball? And they are playing good ball right now. They're playing good defense right now. And that's going to give them more of a chance than maybe I would have thought a couple months ago when they had to outscore teams. Their scoring's taken a bit of a hit, but everybody else's has too. So it's can you make the other team work? Can you stay out of foul trouble? Can you keep the other team off the free throw line? And they only shot 7 free throws, but the Mavericks only shot 11. So they played defense without fouling. The new rules have probably helped them a little bit, but they're just playing a better brand of basketball, and it gives them a chance to win no matter where they play. And the only thing I've said over the last couple months is it's really tough because they put themselves behind the eight ball. And it just – they're good enough. Like right now, I think they could beat a few teams in the playoffs, even in a 7-game series. But can they get there?
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to get
hard
there.
Hard to get there.
Right? Because
exactly.
You could be at L.A. and then at New Orleans, Phoenix, or Sacramento. I mean, it's going to be – they can do it. It's going to be tough. They're probably going to be underdogs two straight games, and then who knows who you play in the first round. But really it's just, hey, let's play good ball. Let's keep playing like we're playing. Let's play good basketball. Continue to play the defense we're playing. Give ourselves a chance. and let the chips fall where they may.
And even right now, if you were to win, if you beat the Lakers, right?
Yep.
You could play any one of four teams because a game separates 8-5. Dallas and New Orleans are 45-30. Kings and Suns are 44-31.
Yep.
So you're either getting De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, or KD, and that's if you win the first game.
If you win the first game.
Yeah, or you get Zion and Ingram and have to fly all the way in the New Orleans or fly all the way to Dallas, get Luka and Kyrie again. So it's a very difficult road that they have put themselves in. But, again, you know, the one thing that the play-in has done, it gives good teams a second chance, and Miami took advantage of it last year. L.A. took advantage of it last year. And so, as the coaches would say, why not us?
So. Just keep playing good ball.
Exactly.
Keep playing good defense. Keep playing good ball and just give yourself a crack at it.
All right, Thomas, we will see you Sunday.
That's right. The next two Sundays are Jazz Sundays.
That's right, Jazz Sundays.
Sundays are for Jazz, I guess.
And we end the regular season with a matinee. Yes!
12:30. I saw that.
Love the matinee.
You're lucky I saw it.
I know. Yeah. Hey, why is it dark in here?
I would have showed up at 5 and thought, yeah, I'm on time. And no one would have been here. That would have been a bummer. Last game of the year I missed.
Guy down with a broom mopping up the floor.
He would have yelled up at me, nice job, Tolbert. See you soon.
All right. That's Tom. It's over. That's Tim Roy.